Talking to you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Latest cattle on feed report is out from USDA a day earlier than really normal, with it being the Easter holiday weekend coming out Thursday afternoon. Darrell, you know, tell us about the report. What did you see?
Well, the April cattle on feed report had cattle on feed. For April 1, the feedlot inventory was up exactly 2%. The marketings were about 3.4% below last year, and the placements were up 4.8%. By and large, that's a relatively well-anticipated report. All of the numbers are kind of in the range of estimates. So I don't think there'll be any really big surprises on this. The placements, they came in actually very close to the expectations. So I think we're in pretty good shape for this report.
You know, on these numbers, are they continue to give you maybe an overall picture of where we are here as we have moved into the second quarter of the year?
Well, you know, I think we're seeing a couple things in this report. Obviously, we're still moving towards that peak in cattle numbers in a cyclical sense. You know, even though we think the cow herd may peak here in 2019, but we've still got a full feeder pipeline. So we're going to see these numbers relatively high. In fact, this cattle on feed inventory is the largest April 1 cattle on feed inventory in this data series that goes back to 1996. So, you know, and again, of course, in 1996, that was right at the end of the last cyclical expansion. So, you know, again, we're kind of right where we expect to be. The other thing I think we're seeing in some of this is some of the weather impacts that we've had here in the first quarter of the year. You know, if you look at the placements, you know, they were up that 4%, but it really rounds to 5%. But if you look at the state-by-state numbers that we get state individual reports for, Iowa was 97% of last year. Nebraska was 89% of last year. And I think you can pretty safely attribute most of that to the weather impacts that we've had. So, you know, again, we've seen some changes a little bit regionally and also a little bit in the timing of cattle here in the first quarter of this year.
How long do you think we're going to really have this weather effect on these cattle markets?
You know, I think the tail will be somewhat long because we had such a prolonged period of weather impacts, and most of that will be in the case of you know, catching up here. It's probably a few more weeks in total. We may see the bulk of it come out of the market here with good weather in the next 2 to 4 weeks. We'll be watching those carcass weights, which have been down, and part of that, at least, is due to the weather as well. You know, we do think that there's been a little bit of delay in finishing some of these cattle, so we've pushed them off a little bit, and it'll take a little while to catch up with that. I should say in that in this latest cattle on feed report, the marketings were down 3.4%, 3.6%, but you know, there was one less business day in the month of March this year compared to last year. So it's really not very much different on a year-to-year basis.
The, you know, the other thing that's kind of happening right now, Darrell, is this situation with China and the reduction in their hog industry. And it's already causing quite a ripple effect in our hog markets in Oklahoma, you know, in the United States. How does this, in other words, we've obviously got ample beef in our pipeline right now. Is that going to eventually be impacted, you think, by some of these hog prices going up?
Well, I think there's a chance that we'll see. You know, it's probably going to be a little hard to measure, frankly, but if you take the hog industry by itself, it does look like with what's going on in China and the disease reductions that they've had there, that we will probably get a chance to export more pork from the U.S. as well as from other countries into China to help make up some of that deficit. That's going to help support the hog market in the U.S., and to some extent, that's going to provide some lift for the entire meat complex in the U.S. You know, we're looking at record meat production in the U.S. this year, with beef still going up, albeit at a slower pace than last year. Pork is scheduled to be up about the same as last year, another 3% almost, and poultry production up as well. So any meat we can move offshore will help support that complex. That said, I don't think it's going to be a really huge impact on the beef markets, but it will certainly be a positive to the extent that it's there.
One last question, Darrell. You know, this is the time of year and temperatures are starting to rise, at least in the middle part of the country, but also on in our major population areas. Grilling season, that usually is a positive time for the beef industry.
It absolutely is. If you look at, you know, the overall boxed beef cutout starts to reflect that at the wholesale market level. And if you look within that wholesale cutout and look specifically at the primals, April and May is when we see, and on into June a little bit, we see peaks in the loin and the ribs. So basically those steak parts of the carcass really get a kick here for the summertime. You know, we're holding on to that. And I think the feedlot industry is really hoping that kicks in sooner rather than later to give them perhaps one more chance to push this fed cattle market up with a possibility of a little bit later than usual spring peak. Not sure they're going to get it done because, again, we do have ample cattle out there right now. But there's at least a chance that that could happen with this summer grilling season kicking in here pretty quick.